Now to the UK, where Britain's work and pensions minister says that Prime Minister Theresa May's Brexit deal is the best and only option available for leaving the European Union. Amber Rudd added, however, that if May's plan doesn't get through, a plan B might be needed. Now the comments come as Parliament is expected to vote down the Prime Minister's agreement with the EU on Brexit terms on Tuesday. Such a vote may lead to a number of possible outcomes. Some pro-EU lawmakers have even expressed support for a second referendum on EU membership. Prime Minister May has said lawmakers must back her withdrawal deal or face either a no-deal exit from the EU or no Brexit at all. Well, crossing over to London, joined by Press TV's Amina Taylor. Amina, good to see you. Well, fill us in. It just seems like an ocean of uncertainty there in the UK. Please give us the assessment of what's going on and possibilities coming out of the vote on Tuesday.
Well, not just an ocean of uncertainty there, Marzia. It would also be several forests of chaos because, quite frankly, not even the Prime Minister herself is quite sure about what will happen after Tuesday. Because of the over 600 parliamentarians, there seems to be no consensus on how this Brexit plan can go ahead. Because, of course, the Prime Minister came back from Brussels, one would say, getting the best of a bad deal, because frankly the Britain leaving the European Union was always going to be rocky. Theresa May's position as an avowed remainer was also going to put her on the back foot. Here is, after all, a woman who's managed to lose not one but two Brexit secretaries in a very short tenure. So it just goes to the very heart of what's going on. So let me break down briefly what might happen, Marzia. So first of all, if as expected, the government loses this meaningful vote in Parliament on Tuesday. It's now back to the drawing board. Does Theresa May want to, as Michael Howard, who's the former Home Secretary, suggests, to go for a managed no-deal scenario where we try and go for a trading arrangement similar to one enjoyed by Canada, where we make our own arrangements and let the chips fall where they may? Now, this, of course, means there might be chaos at places like with France, in that area where a lot of trucks come over for trading. We also have a situation where this backstop arrangement with Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland is still a bone of contention. What might happen then? Then, of course, there is the other side of this, where we're the hardened Brexiteers who, for ideological reason, care not what deal the Prime Minister would return with, as long as it's not completely cutting all ties with the European Union. Now that seems a little less likely to happen because it seems quite so stark, but that is also on the table. We can't rule that out. Mm. And third, you mentioned Amber Rudd there, who was the former Home Secretary. She's mentioning this Norway plus deal where Britain still stays in parts of the single the customs union. It still has certain aspects of dealing with the European Union, but some Brexiteers say that's well being in the EU without any of the perks of being in the EU. So Marzia, I look forward to coming back to you on Wednesday morning and saying, I think it's back to the drawing board, frankly.
Right. Well, wow. What possible scenarios? Definitely Wednesday morning is going to be quite interesting, not only for you guys there, but actually the whole world is watching to see what happens. Thanks so much for that update out of London, Press TV's Amina Taylor.